This is Hours of Pun, the name of the show. The name of the network is WMFO in Medford 91.5. The name of this segment is The Flower Hour, and my name is Ryan. So thank you so very much for joining us. Over the next hour, we're going to be exploring many different kinds of flowers, many different ways of looking at flowers, and many different ways that flowers affect us in our culture. Now, flowers are very interesting because they're incredibly diverse, and because they impact us in a surprising variety of ways, I have learned through the research I did for this segment. Now, the United States flower industry encompasses more than 60,000 businesses in everywhere from cultivation, distribution, and selling. And we also have many other flowers in our culture. Flowers symbolize different things. You can give people flowers from everything for a birthday, a first date, a funeral, or even a wedding. So all of these different social situations allow us to give flowers, yet the flowers that we give and the symbolism behind them are so culturally ingrained and so diverse across cultures. So that's what we're talking about today. Let's lead off by talking about fabrics with flowers, because I think the history is just so indicative of how flowers are used across cultures and how flowers are used in any culture in general. So, flowers in fabric were first developed in Asia and then later shipped into Europe in the 15th and 14th centuries, where they became incredibly popular, along with obviously flowers on dishes from China and Japan, when Europeans loved the ornateness of these fabrics and they loved how exotic they appeared. But in China and Japan, certain flowers were already becoming prevalent in textiles and in fabrics and in clothing. Specifically in Japan, the chrysanthemum was one of the most popular flowers in textiles. It was used all the time in kimonos. This is because the chrysanthemum petals, which were long and thin, were thought to resemble the sun's rays. And in China, meanwhile, the peonies were used extensively, thought to be the king of flowers, along with phoenixes, which were considered the kings of birds. So the two of them together would represent the juxtaposition of wealth and honor. So all of these ideas, not necessarily these ideas actually, but this visual motif that sprang from these ideas was imported into European textiles in the 1400s and 1500s. And European traders moved them all over the world. They became a status symbol. And the merchants would sell them all over until 1680, when their importation was banned by the British. Later in 1759, they returned, but that was only after the Europeans had figured out how to produce these textiles cheaply for themselves. So with all of that in mind, our next song is a little bit of a play off of flowers and textiles, and we're not supposed to say the names of the songs before we play them, but I think this is too perfect to pass up. Here is Dresses with Painting Roses.
Without accomplishment, when a thorn caught the thread of my skin and it unraveled like binding from a Bible, only to discover my flesh failed at survival. Well, I don't know about you, but when I am alone, my body feels dysfunctional, it's true. Do you think I'm a fool? I came home again to an empty bed, and all the sheets were thrown in on the floor like a crazy man had got 'em. Took out all his problems, only to discover he's right back where he started. Well, I don't know about you. Where the heart is.
をして自分消して出だした Human Nature 本当の自分が出す闇をサイトレーザー当てにならない説明できない D のアドバンドあの子にもスパン人の身をサーフ Do you wanna be my lover? Do you wanna be my lover? Do you wanna be my lover? 吹き上げてきらめいたグラスを無数の泡が駆け上がる吹き飛んだ完成の渦を眩しく
Great, so that was Dresses with Painting Flowers. Immediately following it was Girls' Generation with Flower Power. If you're just now joining us, this is the Flower Hour on Hours of Pun. We are exploring flowers in all their forms, and we're exploring flower as a word in all of its forms. And speaking of that, flower does not just mean the nice little petally things that are so colorful and pretty. It is also a verb. It is also a different noun. So, flower can also mean the finest individual out of a number of people or things. For instance, you are the flower of the ball. Also, as a verb, of course it can mean that a plant is blooming, it is flowering, but it can also mean reaching an optimum stage of development. For instance, you have flowered into a wonderful CEO, or what have you. You can flower into many things, and optimal is entirely subjective. That being said, our next song is by somebody who believes that they have flowered and are indeed at the pinnacle of their development. I hope you enjoy it.
Easy way, I kept on falling short of something. but don't look down.
Cause I'm on top of the world.
right. I hope you thoroughly enjoyed that as much as I did. That was Imagine Dragons with On Top of the World. Immediately following them was Stackridge with Marigold Conjunction. Do you see the connection? It's because marigolds are a type of flower. Wow, we're doing so well here in our flower hour. And if I may, I thought I would read another version of flower, now in a PSA. So here is numbers to think about. Prescription drug versus medical marijuana deaths. Number of Americans that die each day from an accidental overdose of prescription drugs, 54. Number of human beings that have died from an overdose of medical marijuana in all of recorded history, 0. A message in the public interest from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Now, that is a very derisive issue. I am not entirely sure how we're able to publish a PSA on it, but regardless, we're going to be talking now about a different kind of flower industry. That is the United States and or Western flower industry. They're somewhat inseparable because now we ship flowers all over everywhere. However, obviously if the shipping times are too long, the flowers will not be in optimal condition when they arrive at market. So, the flower industry in the West began in the UK and Britain in the late 19th century, when flowers were cultivated on large estates and would then be shipped all over the world. It's grown. In 1950, the flower trade was worth less than $3 billion, which sounds like a lot, except that now it is worth more than $100 billion just in the United States. And this is incredible. As I mentioned in our introduction, there are more than 60,000 businesses in the United States devoted solely to the cultivation, distribution, or vending of flowers. I think that is astonishingly impressive. And as we are moving on, we are trying to decrease the price of flowers by cutting out some of those middlemen in distribution. However, because American demand for flowers across the board has only been going up, and because our demand for a wider variety of flowers is also increasing, it is unlikely that we will see a drop in the amount of money that is given to the flower industry each year. It is likely that that number will only continue to rise while we continue on our trends. But that's not surprising, because as we mentioned earlier, flowers can be used in such a wide variety of different ways and mean such a wide variety of different things. Now, of course, one of the most popular flowers to give for any occasion, roses. Roses are amazingly popular as a romantic gift, as a bouquet in weddings, or even at funerals for sick hospital patients, etc. So, how do we think of roses? How does our society interpret the gift of roses? And to answer that question, we're going to be listening to a few different songs, all of which are called some variation of roses, and we're going to see what we think about them. So, first off, here's a take by the Chainsmokers.
Take it slow, but it's not typical. He already knows that my love is fire. His heart was a stone, but then his hands wrong. I turned him to gold and it took him higher. But I'll be a daydream, I'll be your favorite things. We could be beautiful, get drunk on the good life. I'll take
All right, now let's see roses be taken in a slightly different direction. This is just a friendly warning by me that maybe you should consider turning your volume knob down just a tad until you know how your speakers can handle it. I'm excited.
play me their melodies so that I might know that I could tell my children more. My Russian dove is my one and only true love.
I don't know about you, Miss Kitty, but I feel so much yummier. Those last songs were The Chainsmokers with Roses, White Ring also with Roses, this time not featuring an artist named Roses, which was in the previous, and Thin Lizzy with Black Rose. Now, if you did not know, I did not know, that the rose is actually the national flower of the United States. It was signed such in 1986 on November 20th by President Ronald Reagan, after the Senate and Congress passed a joint resolution in 1985 asking him to do so. He signed it in the Rose Garden. Here are some highlights of that resolution. Some of the reasons why Congress believes that the rose is the most American flower. Reason number one, some of the better flowers were taken. Reason number two, George Washington grew roses. He cultivated them throughout a large portion of his early life, and a variety that he created himself and named after his mother, no mention of who his mother is in this article, is still being used today. The Congress says that we find roses throughout our art, music, and literature. We decorate our celebrations and parades with roses, as a very blatant reference, obviously, to the Rose Parade. Most of all, we present roses to those we love, and we lavish them on our altars, our civil shrines, and the final resting places of our honored dead. So, the Congress signed roses as the national flower, Reagan ratified it in the Rose Garden, and now we are a nation of roses. But different flowers in different areas obviously have different meanings. So, we really, really like roses. In England, however, you can only give red roses to someone you are romantically inclined towards. Any other gift of red roses in England might be taken the wrong way, and we wouldn't want that. However, all over the world, different flower gifts and different flower receipts are considered in different ways. In China, for example, the most popular gift of flowers is to a teacher. And the most popular flower to give, if you've been paying very strict attention, is of course the peony, the Chinese king of flowers. In Russia, you can only give a single flower or a bunch. It is not very popular to give an arranged basket of flowers, or even flowers in a vase. it's a little gauche. It is also gauche to give live flowers. They must be cut, and they must be one or a bunch. No sort of presentation is allowed. However, in Europe, we have a long-standing tradition of giving arranged flowers, of arranging our flowers beforehand, and using that arrangement to convey a certain sentiment. Even in early Rome, brides carried a floral bouquet, which they believed would ward off evil spirits and increase fertility. A Dutch saying says, food feeds the body, flowers feed the soul. Now, one of the best floral imageries is the white lily. It is a symbol of death, a symbol of, death is a good way to describe it. You could give someone white lilies for their funeral, or if you were a very fancy cinema director, you might stick some white lilies in the background of a shot to signify that someone is going to die. It happens all the time. So, with that in mind, and with the prevalence of white lilies and roses in our culture, let's play a song examining white lilies. Actually, I don't believe this song does that. Let's examine a song that mentions white lilies. Enjoy.
Dreamed so long ago, staircase uneven, it surely shows. Concrete walls embrace the core. My bare feet ease the dirty floor. Lilies growing inside the room. Mother of nature is dying soon.
Concrete walls embrace the core. My bare feet ease the dirty.
All right, we had some technical difficulties with that last song, but I hope you enjoyed it. The songs that were just played was Antrul with White Lilies, and that was going to be Mariah Carey with Lily's Blues in a live version, but it didn't really come through for us. So instead of that, let's just play the next song, and then we're gonna wing it for about 4 minutes because we don't really have anything else to play. Actually, as a matter of fact, we will only have to wing it for 3 minutes. So, this next song, which may or may not close out our program, is a very vivid picture of what a flower can mean as a national symbol. Of course, we have seen that roses are the United States symbol, and roses are incredibly prevalent in our culture to varying degrees and in a variety of different contexts. We saw Roses by the Chainsmokers. That was a nice little party song. I'm not entirely sure how roses fit into it, other than being the name of the artist. However, isn't Roses such a phenomenal name to call yourself as an artist? It's so evocative of beautiful femininity, but then the Z really sets it home as like, nah, I am also very, very bad. Next, we listen to Roses by White Ring. And of course, that was lots of screaming and lots of heavy bass things, showing us that roses can also be considered as a sort of symbol of death or counterculture even. Roses can be a little bit metal. And finishing us off in our exploration of roses, brief though it was, we listened to Black Rose by Thin Lizzy, which was a long rock ballad. Well, ballad in the sense that it told a story. It was actually quite upbeat. I enjoyed it. So, all of these different songs reference roses and have roses as a central motif inherent in the name. However, they are all from vastly different genres. They incorporate the motif of roses in incredibly different ways. And I think that's fascinating. If you do too, that is wonderful. And it's especially wonderful because, as I have stated earlier, I am simply filling time. But I should stop. So, if you are just now joining us, well, you've missed the whole program, but thank you for tuning in anyway. This has been Hours of Pun. My name is Ryan. The specific program that you have been listening to is the Flower Hour, where we have explored many different kinds of flowers, many different kinds of floral imagery and history, the flower industry, and flowers as a whole, in addition to different definitions of the word flower with the W spelling. Tune in next week for the Flower Hour Part 2, in which we will examine the other kind of flower and its prevalence in American culture. I'm not entirely sure where we go from there, but then again, I'm not a rocket scientist. Although I suspect even a rocket scientist would have trouble figuring out where to go, since that is not his field of focus. Regardless, I have filled enough time. Here is Julie Andrews singing Edelweiss with a giant orchestra. It's beautiful.
Freeform listeners, the president of Tufts University.
This is Tony Monaco, and you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
The federal government alone spends $4.5 billion a year locking up people for drug offenses. It costs almost $28,000 a year just to incarcerate one prisoner. Compare that to the average annual tuition at a four-year public college, which is $5,491, and you realize that the drug war is blurring our nation's priorities. Taxpayers' money would be much better spent educating people instead of punishing them. But thanks to ever-increasing mandatory minimum drug sentences, an entire class of young people are being filtered into new supermax prisons, while the resulting budget crunch forces the rest of us to go to old, dilapidated schools. The more money we dump into prisons, the less we have to invest in college campuses. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com.